Creator of heaven and earth, have mercy upon us. O God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy upon us. O God, the Holy Ghost, Sanctifier of the faithful, have mercy upon us. O Holy, Blessed, and Glorious Trinity, one God, have mercy upon us. Remember not, Lord Christ, our offenses, nor the offenses of our forefathers, neither reward us according to our sins. Spare us, good Lord, spare thy people, whom thou hast redeemed with thy most precious blood, and by thy mercy preserve us forever. From all evil and wickedness, from sin, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, and from everlasting damnation. From all blindness of heart, from pride, vainglory, and hypocrisy, from envy, hatred, and malice, and from all want of charity. From all inordinate and sinful affections, and from all the deceits of the world, the flesh, and the devil, good Lord, deliver us. From all false doctrine, heresy, and schism, from hardness of heart and contempt of thy word and commandment, good Lord, deliver us. From lightning and tempest, from earthquake, fire, and flood, from plague, pestilence, and famine, from all oppression, conspiracy, and rebellion, from violence, battle, and murder, and from dying suddenly and unprepared, by the mystery of thy holy incarnation, by the holy nativity and submission to the law, by the baptism, fasting, and temptation, by thine agony and bloody sweat, by thy cross and passion, by thy precious death and burial, by thy glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Ghost, in all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment, we sinners do beseech thee to hear us, O Lord God, and that it may please thee to rule and govern the Holy Church Universal in the right way.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord,
that it may please thee to bless and keep all thy people. We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord, that it may please thee to send forth laborers into thy harvest and to draw all mankind into thy kingdom. We beseech thee to all people increase of grace to hear and receive thy word and to bring forth the fruits of the Spirit.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord,
that it may please thee to bring into the way of truth all such as have erred and are deceived.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord,
that it may please thee to give us a heart to love and fear thee, and diligently to live after thy commandments.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord,
that it may please thee so to rule the hearts of thy servants, the President of the United States, and all others in authority, that they may do justice and love mercy and walk in the ways of truth.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord,
that it may please thee to make wars to cease in all the world, to give to all nations unity, peace, and concord, and to bestow freedom upon all peoples.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord,
that it may please thee to show thy pity upon all prisoners and captives, the homeless and the hungry, and all who are desolate and oppressed.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord,
that it may please thee to give and preserve to our use the bountiful fruits of the earth, so that in due time all may enjoy them.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord,
that it may please thee to inspire us in our several callings, to do the work which thou hast given us to do, with singleness of heart as thy servants, and for the common good.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord,
that it may please thee to preserve all who are in danger by reason of their labor or their travel.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord,
that it may please thee to preserve and provide for all women in childbirth, young children and orphans, the widowed, and all whose homes are broken or torn by strife.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord,
that it may please thee to visit the lonely, to strengthen all who suffer in mind, body, and spirit, and to comfort with thy presence those who are failing and infirm.
We beseech thee to hear us, Lord,
that it may please thee to support, help, and comfort all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord,
that it may please thee to have mercy upon all mankind.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord,
that it may please thee to give us true repentance, to forgive us all our sins, negligences, and ignorances, and to endure us with the grace of thy Holy Spirit, to amend our lives according to thy holy word.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord,
that it may please thee to forgive our enemies, persecutors and slanderers, and to turn their hearts. That it may please thee to strengthen such as do stand, to comfort and help the weak-hearted, to raise up those who fall, and finally to beat down Satan under our feet. That it may please thee to grant to all the faithful departed eternal life and peace.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please thee to grant that, in the fellowship of blessed Thaddeus, Mary, the Mother of God, all the saints, we may attain to thy heavenly kingdom.
We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord.
Son of God, we beseech thee to hear us. Son of God, we beseech thee to hear us. O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world,
have mercy upon us.
O Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world,
grant us thy peace.
O Christ, hear us.
O
Christ, hear us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And as you know the weakness of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall die." Now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animal that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God say, 'You shall not eat from any tree in the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden." But God said, "You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die." But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to her eyes, and that the tree was to be described to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
upon me day and night. My moisture was dried up as the heat of summer. And I acknowledged my sin to you, and did not conceal my guilt. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. Then you forgave me the guilt of my sin. Therefore, all the faithful make their prayers to you in time of trouble. When the great waters overflow, they shall not reach them. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Just as sin came into the world through one man, and death came through sin, and so death spread to all because all have sinned. Sin was indeed in the world before the law, but sin is not reckoned when there is no law. Yet death exercised dominion from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sins were not like the transgressions of Adam, who is a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died through the one man's trespass, much more surely have the grace of God and the free gift and the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for the many. And the free gift is not like the effect of the one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brings justification. If, because of the one man's trespass, death exercised dominion through that one, much more surely will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of the righteous exercise dominion in the life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, just as one man's trespass led to the condemnation of all, so one man's act of righteousness leads to the justification and life for all. For just as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. baptized. He was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. On Ash Wednesday, I issued the following invitation to you. I invite you in the name of the Church to the observance of a Holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's Holy Word. Those are the goals of Lent. Lent is a season for outward and visible signs of remorse. As children, perhaps even as adults, we focused on self-denial, on giving something up. So let's start there. What are you giving up for Lent? Are you giving up anything for Lent? The usual list of alcohol or chocolates or desserts or even shopping immediately comes to mind. I know they're a bit cliched and overworked, but if the giving up of these things clears a wider path for God to enter our lives, so much the better. So it's a good discipline to give up something. But as I'm sure you know, our Lenten discipline should also include a taking on of something. Taking up something during Lent is every bit as important as giving up something. That's one of the reasons we offer a Lenten program during this season. It's an opportunity for taking on additional worship, a chance to have supper together and enjoy the company of fellow Christians, and engage in a thoughtful conversation and discussion on a meaningful topic. On this first Sunday of Lent, we hear again of Jesus going into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan. Throughout the scriptures, the wilderness represents a place of preparation, a place for waiting for God's next move, a place of learning to trust in God's mercy. For 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus remains in the wilderness without food, getting ready for what comes next. And Jesus is tempted. Jesus is tempted by the devil. The devil is questioning who Jesus was. Note, he begins his temptations by saying, if you are the Son of God, are you really? Can you prove it? And the tempter gives Jesus three options to escape the cross that waits in front of him. In essence, Satan said, people want security. People want a full stomach. So give them bread. People want entertainment. So overcome them with miracles. And strangely enough, Satan knew that people don't really want freedom. So he says, rule them with sheer power. And Jesus turns his back on all three choices. And by doing so, he was saying to us that God did not create us humans to be puppets. Unlike the rest of creation, only human beings have been given the ability and the duty to choose between right and wrong. Christ left us free to obey or disobey, to rebel or to follow. Jesus' time in the wilderness was asking himself just what it meant to be Jesus. And I'd like to suggest to you this morning that we begin our Lenten journey by examining our souls and minds and asking the question, what does it mean to be me? What does it mean for me to be a human being who seeks to follow this Jesus? Believe it or not, you've got some homework coming. And I'm going to ask the ushers to distribute your homework to you now. These questions come from one of my favorite writers, Frederick Buechner. And I offer them to you because I first, when I wrote this sermon, thought I would just repeat them to you. But if you're like me, they'll just go right past you. So this is your homework, to look at these questions of self-examination and to begin to answer them. So you don't have to do it all this morning. Here are the questions. When you look at your face in the mirror, what do you see in it that you most like? And what do you see in it that you most deplore? If you had only one last message to leave to the handful of people who are most important to you, what would it be in 25 words or less? Of all the things you have done in your life, which is the one you would most like to undo? Which is the one that makes you happiest to remember? Is there any person in the world or any cause that if circumstance called for it, you would be willing to die for? If this were the last day of your life, what would you do with it? Take these questions for your reflection and your self-examination during this holy season of Lent. And I pray that yours would be a blessed Lent of reflection and preparation for eternal life. Amen.
Let us stand and together profess our faith in the reading of the Nicene Creed found on page 8 in our pamphlet. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally God from the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Green shirt and kilt. That's staying red. I get the green shirt, the kilt.
I told him he had to have green. He gets to be green hair.
Yes.
I'll be having a green hat.
Okay.
I'll be very green.
Does that come out?
No,
it's red. I have green at home. I'm thinking of doing my hair green. That would be one
better than green. You can do the tips. That'd be interesting.
Straight green.
Because you get like a reddish.
Just a little bit of green because I got some.
A little bit of reddish in yours, anyways. I do green tips. Because your hair is longer than mine. My hair doesn't stay long.
Oh! Peace, babe.
Boy, are you supposed to read?
Yes.
There's silence, and baby David was looking back here, looking for you.
And where was Sally?
So who read?
Your husband.
Well, where were you? Doing after church.
Absolutely.
This is good.
Sally, I'm going to
it's okay, Sally.
Okay.
I know that.
I'll do anything you want. I'll cook a meal every Sunday if you want. I would like to be my preference. We just simply decide to do a few ladies in the afternoon and get up and go clean.
No, we can do that.
Like I said, I just cook for 120 every week. It's not a problem. I can do it.
I'm going to bring it up.
We can do it every week. You don't even have to do that. As long as someone bothers you, clean it. Yeah, shave them, clean it. Yeah, shave them, clean it. That's good. Yeah. Have a nice meal after snacks. And I mean, sit down and eat. throwing salad.
We'd have to do it after choir practice, otherwise it's not fun.
I'll just flute them out.
I used to play French horn, but that was a very long time ago. And I don't remember.
Good morning. Now, how many times do you get homework at church? I hope it will be helpful to you. I would remind you that our Lenten program begins tomorrow night. Now, this is a change from the norm. They're normally scheduled for Tuesday nights, and they will be in the following weeks. But when we planned these, we forgot that Tuesday is an election day, and we're a polling place. And so we thought it would be a little difficult to have the Lenten program while people are voting in the same room. So remember, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock Eucharist, 6:30 supper, and then at 7, a program. And we urge your attendance and participation. And then thereafter, they'll be on Tuesday during the season of Lent. First Sunday of the month means that it's time for the Wellness Center, and I'm assuming I don't see our parish nurse, but I know that there are some people of that committee who will be in the Wellness Center to take blood pressure checks if you would like on your way back to increase your blood pressure with the food. Also being the first Sunday, the loose offering today is designated for the discretionary fund. Remind you also that we are now collecting paper products for Hosanna Community, a large box in the narthex. Bring your paper products for the next several weeks. And then finally, during communion, you will note that we are using pottery communion vessels during this season. You need to know that these were created by Linda Pennybaker. And if you want to take a good look at them, do so after church. All right. Are there any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Jesus, the very thought of thee with sweetness fills my breast, a sweeter far thy face to see, and in thy presence contrite heart. O joy of all the meek, to those who fall, thou kindness art. How good to those who
be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give them thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who was tempted in every way as we are, yet did not sin. By his grace, we are able to triumph over every evil and to live no longer for ourselves alone, but for him who died for us and rose again. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Thank you. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. May God grant you the grace never to sell yourself short, grace to risk something big for something good, grace to remember that the world is now too dangerous for anything but truth, and too small for anything but love. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be among you, inspire you, and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen.